If you like things, you'll like our next game about people who like things. But first, let's check in with our contestants. So, Grace, you interned at the Natural History Museum.
I did,
That
yes.
sounds like a pretty great internship.
It was amazing.
And you were invited to a Neil deGrasse Tyson event where he talked about wine.
Yes, it was a wine and cheese night for the interns. I learned everything I know about wine from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay, so what's one thing about wine that you can share with us?
So, you know how at the bottom of a wine bottle there's like a V-shape?
Yeah, in the glass.
Yeah, apparently the deeper that is, the better the wine is, because the sediment falls, according to some physics thing, better around deeper Vs.
So if it's just flat, that is
not good.
No,
but
don't buy that.
So I go around in wine stores, you know, feeling underneath wine bottles like a normal person.
Feeling for the wine's butt, I guess you could say. Samuel, you work for the International Rescue Committee. That sounds very important.
It sounds like it, yes.
Yeah. Can you fill us in a little bit more about what you do?
Yes, we're an international and domestic in the U.S. organization focused on providing relief to the world's worst crises.
And you, that's amazing.
Thank you.
And what do you personally do within this organization?
Excel, mostly. There are numbers on Excel. Sometimes I put some words on the Excel.
Yeah.
And then I put the Excel in Outlook. So it's really pretty advanced.
Yeah. So this is a sound quiz called audiophiles. As you may know, the suffix file, spelt with a PH, is used to specify a love or affection someone has for something. For example, if you're an Ophirophile, you love fear. So in this game, we'll play two sound clips, and you'll tell us which one a specific file would be into. Puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, how about an example?
So if we asked which song an ergophile would be into, Todd Rundgren's Bang the Drum All Day or Rihanna's Work, you'd answer work. That's because an ergophile is someone who loves to work.
That was perfect. So buzz in to answer. Be careful, because if you're wrong, your opponent just automatically gets the point. Okay? Here we go. A British comedy nerd, who's also known as a tourophile, would love which of these Monty Python sketches?
This parrot is no more!
Or,
I want to buy some cheese!
Grace.
The former?
The parrot?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. A tourophile loves cheese. Samuel gets the point. It's okay, some people find this whole thing grating. We need our guest musician, Julian Villard, for this one. If I'm at home hanging out with a pluviophile, which of these movie musicals should we watch?
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
Or,
the hills are alive with the sound of music.
Grace.
Singing in the rain.
That is correct, yes. A pluviophile loves rain, also called a storm goth. If I'm out late with a coolrophile, which of these fast food restaurants should we stop at?
I'm loving it.
Or?
Have it your way, have it your way.
Samuel.
The second one.
The Have It Your Way, that was the Burger King?
The Burger King, yes.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Why did you pick that one?
I thought I heard a root word for king, but...
Ah, interesting.
No,
you should
I
say
did
that.
Not.
So Grace gets the point. A coolrophile is someone who loves clowns. If I was at a piano bar with an enophile, which of these UB40 songs should I ask Julian Villard to play?
I can't help falling in love with you.
Or?
Red, red wine goes to my head.
Samuel.
Red, red wine.
That is correct, yes. An enophile loves wine, even Merlot. This is your last clue. Which of these TV shows should I binge watch with an astrophile?
Space, the final frontier.
Or?
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.
Samuel.
The first one.
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Yes, that that little known show.
You are correct. Astrophiles love stars, of course. All right, Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Well, Samuel, looks like you're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Samuel in our final round at the end of the show, and we'll talk to Betty Gilpin about her role as a wrestler in the series GLOW and how she's had more women's crotches in her face than ZocDoc's top-rated OBGYN. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.